Welcome to Couldn't Care Less.
I'm looking at old ass ladies, dude.
Me and my cousin touch wieners.
I love shooting little children in the face.
You're gay. Gay, gay, gay.
Welcome, everybody.
She came out west to find the sun. She lost her name, but found a new one. Maybe goes to school all day, but at night in the neighborhood, they call her Amphetamine. She's perfect in that fucked up way in the album.
You like Everclear?
Fuck yeah.
Dude, this album is like a pretty important album for my childhood. You know, teenage years.
Yeah?
So much for the afterglow. I owned it.
Yeah.
Loved it. A lot of people don't know this. Good job, man.
A lot of people suck.
A lot of people do suck. Yeah. Taylor Swift just dropped her new album. Probably already has a billion streams.
Probably.
She's kicking ass, that one.
I'm a fan of her.
Yeah. I respect her. She's doing it right. She's doing something right.
Fucking A, she is.
And then with this football relationship, now she's just the all-American girl of all time. I mean, she's hit a peak.
Yeah.
But I think Madonna still has outsold her. I think Madonna is still the number one like female artist selling an album.
Really?
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, through the 80s and early 90s, man, Madonna was
Madonna
it.
Madonna was queen.
Yeah, she had several big albums. I'm never a big fan, but they were all different. She was always experimenting with something new, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. She figured out, you know, sex sells.
She did figure that out.
And boy, does it ever.
Mm-hmm.
Even though those big, like, cone titty look, I'm not a big fan of that. I don't know what that was. That's supposed to make me... I mean, it seems scary.
You're not a big fan of titties, so... or anything heterosexual.
Well, she made her titties more phallic-like, so you'd think I'd be into it, you know?
You'd think.
She need big penises hanging off the front of her chest, and I'm like, oh, hey, who's this?
See, if you could only use your imagination.
It's just me and Marty. Everybody, sigh of relief? I don't think I have a sigh of relief sound effects, but, you know, I'm sure the public's happy. No Nathan. He's not feeling well. So we'll get to talk. Marty will get to say things.
Yeah, I don't really feel like it.
All right, here's your time. Go.
God, you suck.
You're one note, man. Come on.
You look like you got a haircut.
I did get a haircut. Yeah.
Gross.
You know, how about handsome? God. Now,
I'll let your mom say that to you.
When I first get a haircut, it's always like short because I want it to, he likes it to grow into what it's supposed to be. But, you know, too short. I mean, I have a high hairline and it's getting higher.
Boy, do you.
As the days go by. So when it's short, it's like, okay, I got to let this grow in a little bit before I go out in public with no hat on or something.
You ask for the Friar Tuck?
You're such a bitch. What's your hair looking like? Let me see your hair. Let me see the full head of hair you've got, Fabio. God damn it, it's a good hairline.
Yeah, it's thinning, but I mean, I still got it.
Yeah.
For wearing a hat every day, it's not too bad.
Listen, I'm happy because I'm almost 40, and since I was like 13, people have been telling me, man, you're going to be bald at 20, you're going to be bald at 25, and it just kept going up and up and up. And now all those people who told me that,
are bald?
Fucking bald, man. All gone. Hmm. And I'm still clinging on. Now, just barely clinging on. There's just fingernails. Just scratching and holding on, but...
You have a $900 a month Rogaine bill.
Costco needs
Who's
to...
laughing now?
Costco needs to start carrying that shit. Because I'm tired of buying it. That's funny. I'm petitioning Costco. Crates of Rogaine, please. Get them in those big, giant oil barrels. Thanks.
500 gallons.
Just dunking my head in every day. Oh, Rogaine bath. How are you, Martin?
I'm here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's that Samuel Adams treating you?
That's not too bad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a leftover from Cammy, I think, bought it.
Yeah?
She's always going for the... She likes dark ales.
It's hearty and smooth.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Well, there's... They're American, right?
Sam Adams.
Yeah, exactly. America.
America.
They don't, you know, send special bottles to no transgenders. Sam Adams.
This is true, although the guy, Sam Adams on it, could really cross over pretty easy, I think. He's got a, he's got a nice little bob cut.
He is wearing, I think it's a wig. That's just one, that's the first step, right? Start wearing a wig.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, you're transgender.
They took our jobs.
Mm-hmm. I had a thing happen to me over the weekend. I ate Buffalo Wild Wings.
Uh-huh.
It was Ethan's birthday this weekend. He is 3 years old now, man.
Nice.
Which is crazy.
Actually, I saw the photos on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I noticed that you were not in one of them.
She took pictures at the carousel. I was not at the carousel. I was working at the time. But those pictures of him picking out a toy and stuff, I was there. She just didn't include me in those photos. But I did notice that as well, where it's like, oh, where's Steve? Probably at home, making his board games, playing his video games.
I was going to comment on it, but I didn't want to stir the pot, so... I left it alone. I'll just comment it here.
I was right there. Okay.
Sure you were.
But funny enough, that's where this situation I was about to talk to happened. So Ethan, we brought him to the store and he got to pick out his own gift.
Nice.
And that's the picture you saw when he's holding the, he bought a Mario Kart remote control car. And but he had like four toys lined up in the aisle, and we're like, all right, got to pick one, and he picked that one, and it's a cute picture.
Mm-hmm.
Right at that moment, basically, I had eaten Cheerios for the first time in a long time. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now apparently my body is very deprived of fiber, because as soon as those Cheerios hit my gut, mixed in with the Buffalo Wild Wings that I had eaten as well.
Mm-hmm.
An emergency happened.
Bubble guppies?
Oh, man. Wow. And I'm not one to poo in public. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'll hold it for as long as I can. But when that dropped, you ever have those just sudden drops?
Where
something bad's happening. I had to run to the Target fucking bathroom because it needed to happen then and now. And, of course, when I get to that bathroom... There's like just three teenage dudes just hanging out in the fucking Target bathroom because I guess that's the cool thing to do nowadays. I mean, we are in Helena, so there's not many cool places.
Receive blowjobs.
I mean,
that's where you go.
Why are you guys in here? And they're just bullshitting and hanging out. And so I have to walk past this group of three dudes who aren't even peeing and go into the stall. Now, when somebody's in the room, I can't let loose. You know what I mean? Like, there's something about it. I can't make noises, all right? I have to flush every time anything goes because I'm embarrassed about smells and noises.
Weird.
Do you relate to that at all?
No, not in the least.
So I'm sitting there trying not to make noises, but this is happening, right? And these three dudes are just hanging out. One of them pees. The other one's washing his hands slowly. And I'm sitting there going, like, I can't hold this for much longer. And then one of them hits one of the air dryers to dry his hands.
Mm, so some noisemaker for you.
Big noise. It was one of those like jet engine ones. Big noise. As soon as that noise came on.
It was a Dyson.
Blah. I just let it all go. Now I'm sure there were sounds that were heard as I was doing it. But at least there was that jet engine sound going on in the background that covered it up a little bit. But yeah, it was probably top five emergency poos I've ever had.
Nice.
And I, of course, as soon as that air jet turned off, tighten back up. Okay. Can't let any more loose.
Why put yourself through that fucking
I don't
abuse?
Know. It's like a social mental disability, you know? I can't do it.
You're an idiot.
And of course, somebody walks into, there's two urinals completely open. I know there is. Some guy walks into the bathroom, comes into the stall next to me. So now he's inches away from me. There's just that barrier between us.
That's why they have them there.
And I'm sitting there just like, wait for him to wash his hands. He hits the hairdryer. So
How long were you in there for?
Probably
a
good
hour?
15, 20 minutes. It felt like an hour. It felt like an eternity. But yeah, it had to have been maybe 10 feet. She finished shopping and had checked out, and they were outside waiting for me outside the bathroom. But yeah, that was a fucking nightmare, man.
She should have got that photo. You just defeated walking out of
just
the
just a walk
shitter.
Of shame, yeah. Yeah. Just, I pooed
toilet
it.
Paper stuck to your shoe. Yeah.
I pooed in front of others.
I pooed in front of others. I need to go home and take a shower.
Hold me. There's something about that public pooing, man. I can't do it. It's not, I don't like it. And not like these people know who the fuck I am. And also, we're gone by the time I walked out of the bathroom, so they can't identify me, except I guess by my shoes, because American fucking toilets suck in public, you know? You ever seen like a British one?
Mm-mm.
Door down to the floor.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. Completely closed off. You're in a little room by yourself.
Yeah, they like their privacy.
Yeah, I think I agree with them. You know, because you've been in urinal or you know what am I saying, stalls,
mm-hmm.
where like the door doesn't even have like a closed gap. There's yeah. like an inch of fucking space. People can totally just look in there on you. That's weird. Cheap asses.
Well, here's some advice, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to stare at people through slits and stalls, okay?
I'm curious.
Yeah.
What's your shower situation? Who'd you vote for? Just making conversation with people pooing. but yeah, that's like the first time in a long time where I've had an emergency to the point where I had to go in public. How about you? You'll just poo in public. You'll just go to a stall. Hey, it's got to happen.
Anywhere, anytime I need to go.
Really?
I go.
Yes. New animal.
It's just what us, how us mountain folk are fucking taught. Not to be ashamed of your body.
You're like...
worship it like a temple.
You're like the Pikes in Snatch, right? Because I think the first time you see Brad Pitt, he's just shitting in between two trailers.
Yeah.
Taking a shite.
She's partial to periwinkle blue.
Exactly. Yep. Just take a shit right over there.
Yeah.
But take your shoes off in the house. You guys take your shoes off in the house, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's disgusting.
I wear my house shoes.
Okay, you have house shoes? Like slippers?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, the Hey Dudes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey
that's a popular
shoes.
Brand nowadays. They're Hey Dudes, coming out of nowhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cammy just bought a pair.
Yeah.
They're like regular like kind of sneaker shoes, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're super comfy.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
What should we talk about? Should we go through the stuff that Marty sends? Let's do the second half Marty stuff.
Okay,
because, guys, he's constantly guilt-tripping me about not playing enough of his stuff, okay?
It's been three fucking episodes. You haven't played a fucking thing that I've sent. Yet you'll sit here and listen to Nathan's fucking stories that lead us nowhere.
A cup, bitch.
God damn you.
I'm sorry. All right. We'll make up
for
it this episode.
Not sorry because you're giggling your ass off.
You're right. I find it hilarious. But we will play your stuff, okay? We'll go through all of your Facebook messages that you send me and We'll go through it. And
some of them are real bangers.
They should. I mean, I'm hoping most of them are real bangers with the fit you're throwing, you know?
You're right. They're all real good.
I bring the content.
I do. I brinks it.
But we'll talk about other stuff until that second half, huh? Did you hear there was an elephant loose in Butte the other
Yeah,
week?
I saw pictures.
That's fucking crazy, huh?
Yeah, it was.
Butte, Montana, everybody.
TMZ covered this? Nice.
Yeah, it was on TMZ. Imagine
That's
that.
Awesome.
But yeah, an elephant escaped from some traveling circus, and he just spent the day roaming around fucking Butte. It's kind of crazy.
Elephants are rather large.
Yeah, and scary. You know, they're peaceful and all that shit, but I don't care. He has the ability to just be cranky and break you in half
mm-hmm.
at any given moment. That's why I don't like wild animals. Yep.
Fucking elephant.
he's going the wrong way. Stay in your lane. I don't think he caused like any, or she caused any real damage or anything like that. She didn't attack people. She just got loose and was like, hey, I'm taking a walk. Who's that, that guy following
that's
him?
That's the trainer.
He's like, come on. Seriously. All the peanuts you want.
Where are you going, friend? And he's gone.
That's crazy, yeah. Wonder how many elephants have ever gotten loose in Montana. That's got to be a very rare thing, right?
Right? You would think so.
Yeah.
I wonder. It was very interesting. Like, was the guy that was chasing him the guy from the fucking circus?
Let's find out.
Broke free.
According to multiple reports, the elephant broke free from Jordan World Circus. Never heard of it. Hmm. But I do see the, you know, circus tickets every once in a while in gas stations and stuff. They come here, too. Yeah. I don't support circuses because I feel it's like, I can't guarantee you're treating your animals properly. You know what I mean? I almost feel guilty about going to zoos where they're treating them probably much better than they are in a fucking circus. But
true.
While it's unclear how the elephant broke free, it didn't hesitate to stretch its legs. Yeah. He seemed pretty happy. He's like, dude, I'm chilling. I'm taking a walk. Eyewitnesses get quite the chuckle as the rogue elephant makes its way across the road and into a shared parking lot. A man was noticeably chasing after the elephant before the footage comes to an end. Yeah, so who's that man?
See, and that's what I was wondering. Like, that's got to be someone from the circus, right?
I would imagine. I mean,
you can't just let the elephant roam without not having eyes on it.
Yeah. Some random pedestrian is like, I'm going to follow this elephant.
It is Butte.
What could go wrong? Butants. The man who was filmed following the elephant was later seen guiding the animal into its pen. It appears to have been a circus employee of some sort. So, Good. Good for him. I mean, you're right. You know, the elephant gets loose. You're like, all right, I got to at least follow him. We don't want to lose him.
It's above my pay grade.
That's not my job.
No.
It's all right. I shovel the poop. All right, that's bad enough.
I don't wrangle.
And then the elephant reportedly dropped a deuce on a lawn in town, so somebody just had a giant elephant shit waiting for him at home.
Nice.
Hey, when you gotta go, you gotta go, right? Didn't we just talk about this?
We did just talk about this.
This elephant ain't ashamed.
Not at all.
I wonder if you waited for a noise. Yeah. Like a loud truck. Oh, okay.
Right, the guy with the lawnmower. Right. Now I can go.
An elephant shit's big. Can you imagine going out into your front lawn and you're just like, what the fuck is this? It's just a giant pile of shit. Like from Jurassic Park.
Right.
Fuck. But they did get him into his pen. He didn't cause any damage. He wasn't angry. So that's good.
That is good.
Yeah. But this other story I have was not that way. See, now that elephant probably has been in captivity for a very long time.
Yeah.
And with his nice nature, maybe isn't being abused. So.
Right.
He just went for a walk, took a shit, and came back. When you go to Africa, those elephants are definitely not domesticated in any way.
No.
And those big bulls are fucking crazy. God damn it. So this tour, you've seen them. They get in a safari jeep, drive through the safari, and check out fucking animals. Well, this male elephant wasn't having it. And it's just a good example of how strong they are, how bad the Butte situation could have gone. But they're driving along. This elephant is definitely kind of following them from a distance. But then this dude decides to, like, stop for some reason.
Is it his first day on the job?
Who the fuck knows? Because this elephant is now fully running after them.
Yeah, he is.
And so he comes to a stop. Let him catch up.
Oh, it doesn't.
And then he just
flips that bitch like it's nothing.
Flips his jeep like it is nothing.
Ooh. Doesn't sound
flips
good.
It a couple times. It's Jurassic Park for sure, right? Well, unfortunately, one of the people on this ride was like a 80-year-old woman, and she did not make it, man. That car crushed her as it got flipped. What was that guy doing stopping?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you have like training enough to be like, that elephant is definitely acting aggressive?
Yeah.
Floor it.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Yeah, she was an American tourist, and that another female guest had been seriously injured and was flown to a hospital. There were four other guests, and they were just treated for minor injuries, so he didn't continue to attack. He just flipped that truck over and just walked away. Fuck you guys.
Right.
And that they didn't have enough time to move the vehicle out of the way before the elephant could hit them. I don't know if you saw the same video as me, but it seemed like that guy had plenty of time to get the fuck out of there. Or at least plenty of opportunity.
Maybe they came to a gate.
Maybe. We did not see the front of the car. He had to pay the toll.
Yeah, he had to pay the toll.
Yeah, but unfortunately, she did not make it, man. So, I mean, fuck that.
That is sad.
I've talked about it plenty of times on the show, and Cammy is one of these adventurers. And she wants to go to Africa on safari, and she wants to go see India, and she wants to go to these South Pacific islands where they'll kill you for having weed. And I'm just no, no, no across the board, man. I don't want to be next to an elephant. I don't need it.
Just go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Right. They have wild safari. I've been through there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's fun, I guess. Windows up, you know? You know what scares me probably the most are fucking monkeys. Monkeys scare the shit out of me because they're smart and unpredictable as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
A monkey could be just like, hey, you want to give me a banana? And then just rips your scalp off in the next moment. You know, like a baboon. A baboon is fucking scary, man. And I've seen plenty of videos of them just sitting on somebody's hood looking at them.
Dude, when they open their mouths and them teeth.
Those huge ass fangs. Yeah. Oh, no, thank you. And you have the grossest ass in the animal kingdom, right? Their butts are all like swollen and red.
I don't check out baboon's ass.
Yeah, whatever, man. You've looked. But yeah, no, I don't want to fuck around with anything like that, dude. No, thank you. Just too unpredictable. I'm sure he's nice. I'll stay over here.
They're not nice.
You go ahead and play with the baboon and see what the fuck happens. Follow up to a story we've been following. Marty's favorite story is the Rust movie trial that's going on. The armorer did get sentenced to over a year. So she got a year in prison.
1 year?
Yeah, that's all she got. So you know Arik is getting the fuck up.
Probably.
Completely. If she only got a year.
They can pin it all on him.
And she was very kind of arrogant about the whole thing.
Oh, yeah?
there's statements from her that are, you know, very like, that wasn't my fault. You know what I mean? And as the armorer, yeah, it is. When live ammunition gets mixed in with fake ammunition, that's your fault. And she was kind of, I don't know, a little arrogant about the whole situation.
Yeah.
This is what I hear anyway. I don't know her, personally.
Well, was it the same situation, like, with the crow, how the gun fucking thing?
I actually watched the whole thing on
it,
this.
And then... no, it was a real-life bullet?
It was a real-life bullet, I think. I'm sure we've covered that already, but
you know what I'm talking about, though, with the crow.
Yeah, he had a. They were using dummy rounds.
Yeah,
and which still have the actual bullet.
Yeah, the dummy round lead was stuck in the chamber.
In the chamber because there's still a little bit of gunpowder to make a noise.
Yeah,
at least.
And then when they
shot it again,
it sent that round.
It's enough force to send the round through the barrel and killed him. He only shot once, I believe. So I think it was just, well, maybe there was already, that's the same thing that happened in Crow.
Yeah, that's what I'm, but fuck, who knows? But the fact she only got 1 year is pretty fucking crazy.
It is crazy. It was a 2-week criminal trial. The prosecution claimed that she was reckless and careless at her job, so much so they claimed that it amounted to a criminal negligence. Her team claims that she is a easy scapegoat for the tragedy. It's unfortunate, man, but no, you're wrong. If I'm in charge of a restaurant and through no fault of my own, because somebody else did something and somebody got food poisoning and got sick or died, God forbid, I'm in charge of the restaurant.
Yeah.
It is my responsibility to make sure that that person who was cooking on my team didn't poison anybody, and I didn't do that. And I have to take the responsibility for doing so. Right. She cashed the checks. You take the responsibility.
It's true.
They did find her guilty for involuntary manslaughter. But they found her not guilty for evidence tampering. So apparently there was some questioning about whether she tried to cover it up or
not. Well, yeah, she sent pictures to her dad. Right?
Did she?
And he sent pictures back and she tried to use that.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. There was something weird where she was sending pictures with her dad, who also does this or did do this same job that she has.
Right. Yeah, sad, man. The whole situation is sad. But, you know, people need to face the consequences of their actions, you know?
Yeah, fuck Alec Baldwin.
And the fact that they still shot the movie and are putting it out.
Yeah.
That's an even bigger mistake. I know that, you know, the old movie Ben-Hur?
Yeah.
It was about some dude, you know, he was a Roman and then he gets betrayed and sent into slavery and works his way back. It's basically Gladiator.
Yeah.
But in the 1940s.
Yeah.
There's a chariot race at the end of that movie. It's the climax of the movie. They're chariot racing and they have a stunt guy who falls off a chariot and gets run over by another chariot.
Mm-hmm.
That guy died. Stunt guy died. They still use the same exact footage. They just put it in the movie. And we're like, I mean,
check out our CGI.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think the family did back it up. They were like, they told them to still use the footage. He died doing what he loved, that type of situation. But
they got paid off.
Yeah, exactly. They got a bigger paycheck than he was owed.
Moon pies and penny whistles for everybody.
We're rich. Let's go to the Seaman Pond.
Yeah. We got $2,000.
Beverly Hillbillies rolling through town now. But yeah, that's a follow-up on the Rust situation. I have a crazy video. Do you want to see? Let's just talk about this Brazilian woman. Because it's everywhere. This Brazilian woman's uncle died.
Okay.
That morning.
Dead uncle to the bank. Can we get a loan?
She rolls his dead body into the bank to try to get a loan in his name before he's officially pronounced dead.
Ballsy.
So it's basically Weekend at Bernie's for real this time.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
I mean,
see if it pays off.
I'm going to show you the video because the bank person started taking a video of it. And he is very clearly dead. There is just no way. And she's talking to him. She's trying to like, hey, you need to sign. Are you awake? Hello? You need to sign. Now they blur him out here, obviously. But look, she's holding his head up. She's trying to put his hand on the paper. He dead, you know?
But wouldn't rigor mortis start to set in and his head wouldn't be all floppy and shit?
I think it takes a couple hours for rigor mortis to go. And then also, I learned this recently, rigor mortis then fades.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so rigor mortis is only for like a couple hours.
Ooh.
So this could be immediately after he died, or it could be several hours after
days?
He died. Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's crazy. She's putting the pen in his hand, trying to have him sign. They're videotaping because they clearly know he's dead. Now, I wish I spoke Portuguese. There's no translation here, but that guy's dead. and now she's arrested. Right?
Yeah, it didn't work out.
No, no. And all she was trying to get was $3,400.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't even a big loan, but it's Brazil. You know what I mean? So $3,400, probably. She'd be set for a couple of years at least.
That's wild.
There's also a video of her getting gas with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's dead in that video too. That was before she got to the bank. But she just rolled around her dead uncle and then tried to get a loan. He probably died from natural causes. They don't think she killed him or anything, but there was something. What is she being charged with? They arrested authorities, confirmed that victim's name was Paulo Roberto Braga, and he was dead for hours before being wheeled into the bank on Tuesday. Erica may be charged, so she hasn't been officially charged, may be charged with theft through fraud, embezzlement, as well as abuse of a corpse. Yes, that would be. And criminal tools.
She'll get off. Just play ignorant. He acts like that all the time.
Yeah, yeah. You don't know him.
I didn't know he was dead. What am I, a doctor?
Feed the guy oatmeal for fucking the last 4 years. Dribbling all over himself. I mean, it's probably something that, you know, maybe she could have talked to him before he died and be like, hey, could you give me a loan? We know it's coming.
Maybe he did, and he said he would.
Yeah,
and
right.
And he died, and she's like, well, fuck this. He
that
already
was the day?
Said.
Yeah. That was the day they were supposed to go to the bank, and she's like, fuck.
You motherfucker.
You couldn't hold on for a couple more hours, man. You son of a bitch. Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe that's what happened. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, yeah. It's a crazy story.
Yeah. I mean, you're in Brazil. It's not the greatest place to live. You know, there's a lot of poverty in Brazil.
I think that uncle abused her, and that's why she was...
You know, that's a whole nother thing, right? Yeah.
Really is.
I think we've talked about this on the show before, where there are certain relatives where you're like...
The creepy uncle.
Yeah, really. Yeah, he died. Okay. But, yeah, I wonder what their relationship was. And if she was taking care of him for years, and if what you said was true, it would be like, oh, just come on, I need that loan. All right, here's what I'm going to do. Let's put she didn't put sunglasses on him. There was the
that
fault.
That was the problem.
Yep.
You got to cover them eyes.
Yep. Watch the movie.
She didn't watch Weekend at Bernie's.
Exactly.
Enough.
Weekend at Bernie's. He had sunglasses on.
And then he walked around when they played music.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think you should have put sunglasses on him.
Definitely.
Might have worked.
Or maybe a t-shirt, at least. Not just a fucking blanket in the wheelchair.
Oh, man.
So he just keeps shitting himself.
Haven sent us one thing before we go to break.
Oh.
Yeah. Of course. He's the best. Uh-huh.
Wiener, wiener, wiener.
Wiener, wiener, wiener. It's called Getting Pricey.
It costs parents over $230,000 today to raise a kid. And that's just for the alcohol.
Yep. <Nice. laughs> My mom and dad definitely turned to the bottle after like the fifth, you know? Six kids.
They're outnumbered 3-1.
Oh, dude. I can't imagine. 6 kids. I get annoyed with 2 sometimes. When they're just like, you know, I love Steven to death. And he's just in that little kid phase where he wants to be a part of an adult conversation, but he just doesn't have the ability to do so or knowledge. So everything is Minecraft. Everything is Minecraft. So anytime I'm sitting there trying to like watch something or talk to Cammy or make dinner, she's like, did you know that in Minecraft? And then it's like a 10-minute like stuttering conversation because they still haven't even had, they haven't, you know, got conversation down yet. So they'll be in the middle of a sentence and forget what they're talking about. And then it's just like 100 and ums until they get to the point.
Oh my God.
What can I do in response to that?
Have a drink.
$250,000 in alcohol.
Yeah.
I'll just bring him into my boring world. Hey, let's watch a documentary. And then I'll talk to you about, you know, World War II and
hairlines.
Fuck you.
What's your shower situation?
And storage solutions for your board games. Let's get into that.
Have I showed you my chest?
Mm-hmm. I know the day's coming where my 5-year-old's going to be like, yeah, Dad, I saw it. Enough. We did play a board game with Steven this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah, I was like, guess what it was? It was Minecraft.
Hungry Hippo. Yeah. Oh.
Minecraft Hungry Hippos. It's just square.
Nice.
So it's really easy because the balls don't roll around.
Well, you aren't the most athletic person. So.
I sweat during Hungry Hippos.
I bet.
But no, we played like a Minecraft board game, and it was the first board game, like real board game, Steven played.
Nice.
And it went well. We had fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun enough game.
That's good.
Cammy played.
You didn't throw the board across the room and yell, this is bullshit.
Well, he was cheating.
If you never move your back pieces.
Yep, for sure. He had fun, though. It's a cooperative game. So there wasn't the chance for Dad to get angry.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep. But yeah, we had fun. It was a cool game. But yeah, it was just like that first time where I was like, oh, I have people around to play board games because nobody ever wants to play board games with me. I have to make appointments with people to make board games. Right.
Me and Sawyer would always play the match card games.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Ethan's just getting into like puzzles and stuff, like easy puzzles.
Yeah, puzzles are cool.
Yep. Puzzles are getting even cooler, though. Because now puzzles, as you build them, they're interactive. Like, they have those, like, gear wheels in them and stuff. Mm-hmm. Or you're building a track for a little, like, wind-up car you can put on it. He has a couple of those. And
yeah, that's crazy.
Those weren't puzzles in my day.
Right.
Puzzles were pretty boring.
That was Mousetrap.
Yeah, dude, Mousetrap was dope.
It was dope.
Which I never played the game ever. I just built the Mousetrap and watched it go.
I think I played the game, like, once or twice.
Right,
but then, you just build it.
Wasn't about the game. It was building that mousetrap and seeing it work.
Fucking A. Catch that mouse, motherfuckers!
They still make that, right? You gotta be able to find a mousetrap.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Hell yeah. I'm in. Let's take a break. When we come back, it's nothing but Marty, Marty, Marty. It's a Marty party.
They don't make cases for the mousetrap game.
Well, that's why I gotta custom make my own, man. You know? Storage solutions, you're welcome. It only was like a couple $100 to get that whole thing together. The audience doesn't know what we're talking about, but I am, they know that I'm a giant nerd. That doesn't need any.
No explanation.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I recently bought a board game that has multiple sets to it, and instead of carrying around all the boxes like a giant Jenga tower, I made my own storage solution, and then I went way too far and in-depth with it, so I wasted a bunch of money on...
Really? The embroidered leather satchel? That's taking it too far?
Smells good, though. It smells of leather and mahogany in there. That's my library, okay? Shut up, man, all right? Stick around, assholes. Welcome back, everybody. You like the Doobie Brothers?
Sure.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother.
Doo-doo.
I was raised here in this living hell.
It's hard to get into, Steve.
You don't what? Come on, man. We'll let it hit the chorus. Maybe it'll hit you. Taking it to the streets.
Very soon, the time.
Come on, man, hit it.
You telling me the things you're gonna do for me. I ain't blind and I don't like what I think I see.
Taking it to the streets. Taking taking it to the streets.
He's
come
saying,
on, take it.
I ain't blind, but I don't like what I see.
Yeah. Yep. He's talking about racism, man. About how the government's trying to make you racist. Turn each other, turn us against each other. I don't look like you, but you're my brother. You know what I mean? I'm not blind, but I can see. Yeah. And then he's taking it to the streets, man. Everybody get out there. The government.
Wow, thanks for that social justice fucking
You're welcome.
Listen, I mean, I would change the lyrics for me and you to, I don't like you, but you are my brother, okay?
And you're better than Big Brother. Oh, symbolisms. I've been watching these movie reactions online. This is one guy, and he's Iranian, but he moved to England when he was young, so he's like an English Iranian.
Mm-hmm.
And he was never into movies, so he started watching movies that people recommend. And he's funny. But his big thing is symbolisms, and he's always looking at things in movies that aren't even really symbolism. But he's playing into the joke of like, look at red, and then the name of the movie has red symbolisms. Everything's a symbolism. It's ridiculous. All right. Well, what were we gonna do? I forget. Remind me.
I don't know. It's your fucking show.
No, it isn't. It's our show.
Obviously, it's your show.
I'm not blind, but I can see. It's our show, bro. Do you send them to me, or do you send them to Couldn't Care Less?
I send them to you.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to scroll through. You let me. Oh, look at all that. Guess I can't watch them even if I wanted to. Couldn't load message. All right. So you tell me what we should watch. Okay. This one has Quagmire in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Go ahead. I mean, okay. I'm sure you've seen it before, but.
Okay. Maybe we even played it on the show. I don't remember when the last time we.
I don't remember either. So you need to go through and save these. So that's what you need to do. So then they won't get blocked.
Gotcha.
Ever accidentally masturbate to young pictures of your mom?
Who the fuck starts a conversation like that? I just sat down.
Hey, you
Okay. I want to argue that that is way more Nathan than it is Steve.
Did I write something? Steve. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it says Steve. Do you?
Do you? Question marks?
No. I've never accidentally done that.
Good. I'm glad we got that settled.
It was always on purpose.
Oh, gross.
Oh. All right. Let's see what else you got here. This one's just looks random.
Which is your favorite of the seven seas? The pussy.
Nice. Good for her. Think she's a lesbian?
Yes. Her purple-haired girlfriend screams yes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, they're not randoms. They're dating.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this.
Steve is a lion.
Steve is a lion? Okay. Let's see what Steve is a lion does.
A lion cub is trapped in the buffalo's ass and cannot escape. Inside the buffalo's ass, there is a severe lack of oxygen.
How? Fuck you, man. Really. Really. I mean...
You're a lion cub stuck in a buffalo's ass, Steve.
Fuck you.
I told you I was going to bring the bangers.
It's great. All right, this one's titled First Time Steve Was Left Home Alone. Okay. It's got ED in it.
Glad to have you back, Kleborp. It's a long, long trip home. Hope you can find a way to entertain yourself.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So E.T. can extend his neck. I think that's in the movie. It goes mm-hmm. pretty high. Maybe yeah. not as high in that. That was definitely from Robot Chicken, right?
Yeah.
And then proceeds to suck his own wiener.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
First time you were left home alone.
Why is this all insulting to me? This is... There's a trend happening here.
Is there?
Yes. Weird. Yes, there is. Huh. This one's called Steve Doing His Rolls Before Golf. So my egg rolls that you're talking about mm-hmm. to let me toot, right?
Yeah.
Which wasn't a problem at Target the other day. Didn't need egg rolls for
Didn't
that.
Didn't need egg rolls for that?
Nope. Let's see.
Complain about your rib. I'm sure your rib did hurt. Your rib is inside of a coward. That's the problem your ribs got. It's got the same problem your hand and feet have. They're attached to you, dummy.
Oh, man, that's harsh, dude. Because they're inside of a coward.
They're attached to you, dummy.
That's why your ball left. It's fucked up, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not cool, dude. All right, this one doesn't have anything about Steve, so hopefully it just doesn't straight up say Steve is gay in it or something like that.
I can't make any promises.
I know you can't. I know you can't. This is a rollerblader. Going downstairs? No, he's on skis. Ooh. Eat shit. Okay, okay, nice. Good for him. A lot of effort into just... And I'm sure that was for me, right? Yeah, the eat shit part?
No.
No?
No.
That's not why you sent it to me?
No, it's symbolism.
Symbolisms. Gotta peel through the layers.
Yeah.
This one's titled, Fuck You, Steve.
It is.
Thanks. Dad, can I get a brownie?
Sorry, mate. We need the money for your mom's medication.
Is this guy gonna help him?
I'll please get two brownies.
Sure.
That's what you get, poor piece of shit.
It's not nice. God, being mean to children. It's just, I think that's always funny. All right, this one has a chicken on it. Cartoon chicken? Cartoon chicken.
Hey, man, just want to let you know that sometimes you gotta shut the fuck up. And this current time is just one of those times you gotta shut the fuck up.
I don't think you're a bad person. I just don't want to hear you talking anymore. You gotta shut the fuck up.
I dig it. That might be one of my favorite songs.
I want that as my song for whenever you play my stuff.
Oh, okay. That's your theme song?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think we can make that happen.
Make it happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Cap'n.
Because it's really talking to both me and Nathan.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the people who listen to this.
Sometimes you just gotta shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Let Marty talk.
This is one of those times.
I especially relate to the part where it's like, I don't think you're a bad person. I just don't want to hear you talking anymore. Dude, I was at work, and guess who showed up? He delivers towels. Oh, there's your hint.
Nice.
Towel guy shows up. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, towel guy is maybe the most boring, droning person I've ever met in my life. Nice enough guy. That's, I don't hate you, man.
You never asked him about a shower situation.
I mean, it was the one person, the first person in my entire life that I've met that I wasn't interested in his shower situation at all. I don't want to hear about it. But he starts just droning. And I'm telling you, man, like 45 minutes of me just sitting there like, yeah, oh, uh-huh. I'm making it pretty clear in a very polite way that I don't care about what you're talking about, but that does not stop him. Mm. Doesn't faze him at all. It's the same with Nathan. Nathan will do the same fucking thing. I'm giving you my what I call children answers. Like when Steven comes up to me and starts talking about Minecraft, I'm like, oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Crazy, man. Cool. That's cool. Yeah, and none of that information is penetrating my brain.
Wow.
I'm talking to an adult like that, and they're still not understanding the idea here. I don't care, man. I just don't care. I'm sorry. Last video.
I sent so much more, but whatever.
This is all I got. All right? Listen, you're getting your 15 minutes, all right?
All right.
And it's all a lot of Fuck Steve stuff, okay?
It really
so
was.
You're getting in.
Maybe you should play my stuff more then during
a concentrated
another episode.
Dose. We might overdose on Fuck You Steve, so you're right. We should probably dose this out a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, evenly. It's called Goals Steve. Fuck you. What is Goals Steve?
Yeah.
Okay. Goals.
Goals. In okay. parentheses.
Yes.
Tell y'all something. I didn't get it on video. I wish I would've. But my son just thumb punched that by himself with his thumb. It's a Mountain Dew, by the way, TikTok. Go ahead and shotgun that for them.
He's gonna
I wish I'd got that on video. He thumb punched that, bro. I love it. That's my man right there, bro. Much love, much respect. Yes.
So, that kid's not going to go to school and beat somebody up later, right?
He's wearing a NASA t-shirt.
They don't just hand those out.
They don't.
You got to earn those. This guy who's talking, and you heard his accent, which, you know, I don't want to put those people in a certain group, but whenever you hear this type of talking, you kind of have an impression of who that person is. Am I wrong?
I never would have guessed he'd had flaming red hair.
He did. Either that or that's just flaming hot Cheeto dust. And he just
that's
constantly
quite possible.
Playing with his hair.
Yeah.
He has no eyebrows. But I can't really make fun of him for that because I don't either. They're sitting on a porch and his kid, how old do you think? Five?
He says
six?
Nine.
Nine?
He says nine.
9 year old.
Which... that kid looks small for a 9 year old, but.
Yeah. Yeah, but angry enough to be a 9 year old, I guess.
He's kind of got the head of a 9 year old.
He's got, I mean, when he first looks into the camera, that little kid, he's like, yeah, you're waiting for him to be like, fuck you.
Fuck you up. Talladega Nights kids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep. I'll come
shut
at you
up,
like
Chet,
a spider
you fucking
monkey.
Piece of shit.
We threw all Grandpa's war medals off the bridge. But yeah, he thumb punched a. It looked like a Tall Boy Mountain Dew, but maybe it's not. Maybe that's just a regular can.
It's a regular can.
Okay, and then proceeds to shotgun it. Which, yeah, it's not beer. Okay, cool. But to have your child shotgunning sodas, I mean, like Ethan got a soda for his birthday. It mm-hmm. was like a treat.
Yeah.
We definitely don't give the kids soda regularly. It's for a party or a special occasion. Because we just don't want them to get into the habit of fucking, you know.
It's not good for you.
I know people, Tiffany, who were never given water as a kid. It was always juice or soda. That's what they were raised on.
Mm-hmm.
And now, to this day, certain people, Tiffany, can't drink water without like having to chug it just to get it down. You know what I mean? I know several people like that. I don't want my kid to be like that. Ethan loves water.
Yeah.
We'll offer him milk, sometimes juice, stuff like that. He's like, nah, I'll just take a water. Just loves a water, man, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Even though we have to like force feed him cheese sometimes just to get some calcium in that kid because he just does not like milk at all. But he's a meat eater, Ethan. Steven eats vegetables and fruit. Ethan likes fruit and meat.
Yeah?
Yep, for sure. He's like a bear. He's like a black bear, that
nice.
Kid.
Nice.
Hey, man.
All right.
Let you know.
Well, that was the end of Marty's stuff.
And this current time is just one of those times you gotta shut the fuck up.
With his theme music. It's dope. It's dope. I love it.
Yeah. It's real good.
Yep. Could have multiple uses, too. We could just play that anytime Nathan starts droning on, you know? Even though I have several comments from people who listen regularly saying they love the playoff music.
Yeah.
When we play off Nathan in the middle of his long-ass explanations, they love it. They fucking laugh every time. So, speaking of Nathan, he did send us one thing. It's called son and mom jokes, so we'll just see. Maybe it's good, maybe it's not. If it's not, we'll just cut this out, everybody.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, gosh, no.
What's the difference between flowers and anal?
Oh.
Flowers make your day. Anal makes your whole week.
Oh, my God.
I mean, there are some mother-son relationships out there that they're very comfortable. Hey, those two love each other, right? Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely a Jarek joke as well. Jarek. I think Jarek was in that video. I think that was him. And then we'll just wrap up real quick with people who just set themselves on fire now, man. It's kind of fucking crazy, huh?
Really?
So we covered the guy who was, he was against the war.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then we covered the guy who didn't want to leave his apartment. And now we have a dude who set himself on fire outside the Trump trials, protesting that they were, unconstitutional and a fraud. Lit himself on fire.
Jesus.
I won't watch the video. But he died. He fucking lit himself on fire and died.
I thought it says he's alive and critical.
Another story came out. I just didn't send it to myself. But no, he died in the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah. He didn't die right away. It did take a day or two. But he did die. For Trump trials. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What? I thought the guy doing it for the war in Israel was crazy. And that was a way better excuse to set yourself on fire than the fucking Trump trials. Who gives a shit that much?
Patriots, Steve.
Yeah, exactly. Patriots. Yep. You know he bought those shoes, the Trump shoes.
Probably. It's probably what just caught on fire.
It was an accident. They just combusted. That's too funny, man. They're just too hot.
They're too hot.
But yeah, no, man, he was just against the whole trial and shit, set himself on fire in front of the courthouse and, died, man. This needs to stop as a trend. No matter what you're upset about, it is never a good idea to fucking light yourself on fire, man.
I mean, it's natural selection at this point, Steve.
Okay. Okay.
The dumb are going to do the dumb stuff.
I just don't do it around me, I guess. How scarring that would be to watch somebody light themselves on fire and burn to death in front of you. Holy shit.
Yeah.
It's one of the darkest things you can witness, I think, as a human being.
Yeah, it can't be good.
No, not at all. I'm sure it would haunt you for a while. I don't know, man. Okay, I guess set yourself on fire. Marty's saying if you're dumb, set yourself on fire. Have at it, you know?
I mean, that... The way I look at it, you're not really hurting anyone else. Okay.
Yep.
You're trying to make a political statement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good for you.
Yeah.
It's idiotic.
Yeah.
Like, maybe try a starve thing first. Like,
yeah, right.
Chain yourself a hunger strike.
Yeah. But I think these people are...
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
You know, and then... They're just like, well, it's just, I got gas. There we go.
And a match.
Here's the thing, though. What is this? You didn't accomplish anything, man. You died in one of the worst ways possible, and nothing is going to change from it.
No.
Nothing. I can't imagine being in that headspace. I had a pretty funny situation happen at work. Because I'm thinking, you know, you have to have a little bit of mental illness to do something like this to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There was this man walking down the street all day. Saw him multiple times. Screaming at the top of his lungs about P. Diddy's penis. Mm. Now, we haven't talked about it on the show, but there's a lot of stuff going on with P. Diddy. I've just been avoiding it. You know what I mean? It's not that interesting to me. But he is under investigation. No charges have been set. You know what I mean? So
he fled the country.
He did, actually.
Yeah, he was in Miami.
He was out of the country when it started to happen. And then they kind of tried to play it like he fled. He knew it was going to happen and fled. But then he went, as soon as he heard his stuff was getting raided, he went right back to Florida and hung out there waiting for, okay, what do you got? I'm not, sorry, I unplugged myself. I'm not defending P. Diddy in any way. I think it's absolutely possible that he's a massive piece of shit. He's been famous forever. And riding on Biggie's coattails for the longest time, by the way.
Yeah.
But no charges have been filed, even after the raids and stuff. Now, we'll see.
Really?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing officially. He has not been arrested or charged with anything. Okay. These are all just accusations. So, until that day, which might happen, very big possibility, they're just building their case and evidence and then arrest them.
It's going to happen.
But until that, I'm not here to make any judgments, you know? Because like we know from the Boeing shit and, you know, a bunch of stories we've covered, the government's fucking corrupt and who knows what's really going on there. But that being said,
there's
going
to be a lot of suicides coming.
That being said, it looks like this thing that's happening to P. Diddy has affected this crazy homeless man downtown in Helena the most out of anybody, because he was screaming about P. Diddy's dick and how that's what got you in trouble, because the dick between your legs, and he just kept yelling it over and over again like P. Diddy was there. As soon as I saw him, right back inside. You know what I mean? I don't want to be within range of this guy, because the next thing you know, I'm P. Diddy out of nowhere and I'm getting stabbed in an alleyway. But yeah, just seeing this guy screaming about P. Diddy's dick for all day. Saw him 3-4 times throughout the day, so at least a good 6 hours just walking through downtown screaming about his dick.
Oh, shit.
People are weird.
This is true.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap this bitch up.
Okay.
I'm sure you want to get out of here with all your friends and family and, you know, I'm sure people are requesting your audience every day, and you're like the Pope, you know?
Yeah, basically.
The Pope of Helena. Yeah, yeah. What did we learn today?
Hey, yo, Black, it's time. Bird's time. It's time, man. All right, man. Begin. Yeah.
Straight out the fucking dungeons of rap, where fake suckers don't make it back. Edited myself.
I don't know how to start this.
Bitches. Don't light yourself on fire.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Yeah. We learned that 90% of the material that Marty sends into the show is about Steve being an asshole and fuck him.
I only did that because you haven't played me for 3 weeks. When I get home in 15 minutes, I'll send you some nice stuff.
How about this? How about you, in the middle of the show, go, it's time for my stuff, and you just announce it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Stand up.
I'll do that then.
This is Martek! And then I'd be intimidated into playing your things, so be more forceful.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll do that.
And be more forceful in telling Nathan to shut up, too, sometimes. You know what I mean? When you're talking, hey, shut the fuck up. Are you pulling out a taser now?
I am.
All right, never mind.
I'm being more forceful.
That is assault.
Not when it's your word against mine.
It's only two of us here, Steve. Yeah, I think we also learned elephants can be dangerous or nice.
Yeah.
But you just never know when.
In Butte, nice.
Yep.
Africa, dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yep, for sure. Yeah, I think that's it. I think we learned that Alec Baldwin is not going to get the justice Marty feels he should get.
Definitely not.
Yeah. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Goddamn government letting us down, man.
And I think that's about it. So check us out on Buzzsprout.com. That's our mother's site. That's where we have everything. You can download from there straight away. Or you can go to Spotify. Or you can go to Apple Music. Or you can go to Stitcher. All of those places carry us. We're everywhere. Check us out. Check us out on Facebook as well, under Couldn't Care Less. I post the episodes there normally.
Sometimes.
As much as I can. Yeah. We're also on Instagram, couldn't care less there as well. Send us messages, Facebook Messenger, and at our email, which is nobodylistenstothispodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from everybody. Thank you, Haven. Thank you, Nathan, even though you weren't here. And I think that's it. Marty, last words.
Yeah, thanks, Haven.
Yeah.
Kids are expensive.
Is that all you got?
I feel like I've exhausted this episode.
I mean, I could
fuck
do-
you, Steve! Shut the fuck up!
Fuck you, you ugly motherfucker.
And this is Steve. Thanks for listening. Love, love, love. We'll see you next Tuesday. Bye, everybody. But I must maintain and be prosperous. Though we live dangerous, cops could just arrest me, blaming us for held like hostages. It's only right that I was born to use mics, and the stuff that I write is even tougher than dice. I'm taking rappers to a new plateau through rap slow. My rhyming is a vitamin held without a capsule. The smooth criminal on beat breaks. Never put me in your box if your shit eats tape. The city never sleeps, full of villains and creeps. That's where I learned to do my hustle, had to scuffle with freaks. I'm an addict for sneakers, 20s a Buddha and bitches with beepers. In the streets I could greet ya, about blunts I teach ya. Inhale deep like the words in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. I lay back.